How many men have come to me and said, Faiz, I haven't the inner bit, I'm unable to consummate with my wife. I don't know why. Sudden change of behavior without any obvious reason. Loss of appetite for food. A sudden love or obedience to a particular person for no reason. Frequent miscarriage for women, pregnant women. A strong repulsion when the Quran is being recited or Islam is being given or me dhikr. He can't stand it. Nightmares at night, frequent nightmares. Episodes of unconsciousness, epileptic attacks. All these are symptoms and symbols of struck by black magic. And there are many out there that are feeling like this, wallahi. You know how many calls you get per week? People are suffering and suffering from this devil. From these so-called devils, the so-called magicians, so-called sorcerers, and the so-called mashayikh. And they claim that they are the stronger mashayikh and they are the real mashayikh. And you get those ignorant, feeble-minded Muslims, as I said. They say, no, this person is great. He knows such and such. Go to him. He doesn't charge much. And each charm is worth over $300. And that charm is all nothing but kufr and shirk in it. And the thing is, a lot of people, when attacked by such things, they think that they can cure it on their own. If not, they go to the same person or another person similar to him to cure his problem. We've got to understand that the only way you can cure possession or if you are struck by black magic is the way that it is mentioned to us in the Quran and Sunnah. First and foremost, one must put his full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that he is the only one that can cure you. No one else. Wallahi, no one else. We are all creatures. We are all useless. We are nothing. We are deficient. We are weak. He is the one that created us. And he is the only one that can cure us. The recitation, as we mentioned, of Surah Al-Falaq, An-Nas, Al-Ikhlas, Ayat, verses from Surah Al-Baqarah, whether it is the mention of Sulaiman, or the last two of Al-Baqarah, last two verses, or Ayat Al-Kursi, or a lot of other verses in Baqarah, Al-A'raf, Ali Imran, Taha, and many other verses, which is very powerful on the devil. Very powerful. He cannot stand, wallah, he cannot stand the Quran being recited on him. See, when you see a person struck by magic or possessed, he shakes. He shakes. Very strongly. He's not shaking, it's the one inside him shaking. And you can beat him and beat him and beat him, and he does not feel anything, the human being. He feels nothing. Wallahi, one time he belted one so hard that the brother said to me, Faiz, what are you doing? Take it, you gotta kill him. I said, he doesn't feel nothing. And when alhamdulillah Allah cured him and extracted the devil from him, he did not know that he even got touched. And not wallahi, one mark was on his body. He did not feel anything. And seriously, I say this with all trust. I built him so hard that if I built a normal person, he probably would have died. And it wasn't just a normal, stick like a pencil necks, like a pencil. No, it was like a softball bat. But those timber ones, the wooden ones, cheapos. So much so that when I was built in him, it broke in half. And I had other guys at the same time with bells and snooker pulled in a pool sticks and... Seriously, I'm not... This is wallahi, this is genuine, brothers. And he woke up after the devil came out of him, alhamdulillah. It's about 3.5-4 hour operation. With not in a theater, in a room. And he came out of it as though he is a new person in this life. Because I feel different. What's happened to me? I feel like a new person, wallahi. I said to him, did you feel anything? Is there any pain there? Is there any sores? He goes, why? What'd you do to me? I go, no, you're right, alhamdulillah, relax. And subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, wallahi, he was relaxed. He was relaxed, and he had a very comfortable sleep that night. And he told me that I haven't slept so comfortably before for a long time. Because the devil affects him, subhanAllah, affects a human being, especially at night, with nightmares. So brothers and sisters, this is the reality.